And Penny Hennady joins us for a Kōrero Launch today. Tēnā koe, Penny.
Kia ora tātou, kia ora tātou.
Thanks for joining us today. Well, the whānau ora, Kaupapa held its conference at Rotorua at the start of the week, celebrating vaccinating 20% of the population. It was a remarkable effort, well worth celebrating. But COVID obviously has had a huge impact on our people, particularly our moho and tamariki. How are we addressing the mental health needs of our young people that might have morphed out of the COVID challenge, Penny?
Yeah, kia ora, Darwin. First, you are right. It was a fantastic opportunity to celebrate with the team from whānau ora, providers right across the North Island and even some of the whānau from the South Island, which is always a grand opportunity given it's been some 4 years since we've been able to do that. That's the first thing. The second thing to your question, Dale, look, I've just come around, gone around the country to support what we're calling access and choice to support mental well-being for Māori communities in the Kaupapa Māori way, and there are some awesome initiatives that look towards supporting young people in particular. But what we know is if we can address some of these mental well-being challenges early, then they don't spiral into bigger problems later down the track. And while I went around the country, I was always quite clear, and so too with the community with me, that we're yet to see the full impact of the COVID-19 on a number of our communities, and in particular our young people. Some of the experts are telling me some 3 to 5 years before we'll truly see the full impact in terms of mental well-being. So we've got to invest, and we have invested quite a bit of money into Kaupapa Māori services for our whānau to make sure that we can have that holistic approach to their mental well-being. And just the final thing on that one, Dale, is I was up in Kaikohe to announce support for one of the addiction and mental well-being kaupapa up there. We got to hear from whānau themselves about the support that they're getting through this kaupapa, and it truly is transformational. So lots going on there. But like I say, we know that I think the full extent of that challenge is yet to be present in front of us.
Tēnā koe, I note that also, and perhaps associated with, there's some agreement you'll be familiar with that Waipareira teamed up with Oranga Tamariki. I might ask Calvin about it next Monday. Are you familiar with that? It seems like there's a slight move for Waipareira from the whānau ora space to care and protection for tamariki. You up to speed on that one?
Yeah, look, what I will do is I'll let you have a chat with Calvin about that one, but I do know, I am familiar with the kaupapa you're talking about, and I think what's really key here is you'll recall Whānau Ora and the likes of Matua JT and others saying that it isn't just about the Whānau Ora pūtea and what Whānau Ora does through the devolved model of commissioning, but it's about accessing the kinds of levers of power as well as the resource that big organisations have, like the likes of Oranga Tamariki, Ministry of Health and others. And what this signals is exactly that, is the way that the likes of Waipareira can work with organisations like Oranga Tamariki. That's got to be a good thing. We know that Waipareira will take that real unapologetic focus of Kaupapa Māori into that arrangement and any other arrangement they have into the future. So I think it's a good move, and where I'd like is to see more of it and encourage more of it.
What else did you take out of the Whānau Ora conference? We've spoken a bit about the COVID situation, but going forward, what were you touched by or interested in, some of the ideas that were thrown onto the table at the hui?
Yeah, so when I had a chance to chat with some of the whānau, I think some of the key points or takeaways for me are, one, how do we maintain that kind of connection that the likes of whānau ora providers and Māori health providers and community leaders had into our community? How do we maintain that? We shouldn't just be focusing on that, you know, when there's an emergency like the pandemic, but how do we continue to maintain that into the future? That was the first takeaway. And I think one of the key things with that, Dale, as I was having a chat with them, is making sure that in order to keep that connection, that being genuine and going there to talk about other challenges, whether it's their health or their social well-being or their mental well-being, must continue to be kaupapa Māori focused and be done by those who are trusted in the community. The second takeaway for me, Dale, is the comments I said in my speech that whānau ora is now 10 years old. The comments to me were, how do we look towards the resilience of whānau ora into the future and the evolution of whānau ora into the future? And some of the people I spoke to were really keen to sit down and have a wānanga about what that might look like for whānau ora into the future. But overall, just the ability to come together and celebrate what has been an amazing 2-3 years, amazing but difficult, I think that was the most amazing thing to see while I was there.
Thanks, Penny. You're in Rotorua. Were you able to look at the emergency housing crisis there and perhaps even make contact with the locals who want more done to try and address what's a problematic issue for the city?
We've been quite close to that situation across ministers, myself, Minister Sepuluni, because, as you know, housing's only one part. Those challenges for our whānau are complex. Their social needs, their health needs. And we've been looking into some of the serious nature of some of the allegations and some of the information that's come to light, just to make sure that one, in the first instance, whānau are safe. Two, that we have the right structure and the right support around those delivering those services moving forward in order for these things not to happen again into the future. But ultimately, Dale, the number one way we can get out of this is to build our way out of this. And with my housing hat on, I've been to see all of the building efforts by the likes of Ngāti Whakaue and others, and there's some exciting things happening there in the housing space. There's a big development at the back of Ōwhata. They're about to start the next development that will focus on social housing for the people of Rotorua and Te Arawa. Sadly, though, Dale, it just takes time to build those homes.
And Putin's threats of nuclear Armageddon are starting to get people nervous. The Minister of Defence of Ukraine's made some gains to recapture some of their cities, but the Russians have caught up reserves to the war. It's a rather disturbing situation that will affect the world and even our distant land of Aotearoa. Any thoughts here?
Yeah, my discussion with my counterparts, it is a tricky time and it's making a lot of people nervous. Our PM being in New York and having a chance to catch up with a number of international leaders will be a good chance when she comes back for her and I to sit down and once again test and gauge that mood amongst our colleagues around the world. And as we look towards Ukraine, you'll know, Dale, you'll remember, we're still contributing there to make sure that we can support them in the defence of their sovereign land. But it does make us all nervous. And, we've been quite clear that the diplomatic channels and the diplomatic route is far better than anything that we've seen of late, and we'll continue to encourage parties to come together and make sure that they have those discussions to avoid escalation of these problems.
Tēnā koe. It looks like 7:20 is going to be our time. So looking forward to chatting with you each Friday, workload permitting. And thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today. A wangami.
Kia ora, Dale. Kia ora, tātou.
Tēnā koe. Penny Hendale with us, Minister for Whānau Ora, Associate Māori Health to Housing, and, of course, our Defence Minister.